This championship weekend, four NFL teams will play for spots in the Super Bowl. In the NFC championship game Sunday, it will be the Los Angeles Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. And in the AFC, the Cincinnati Bengals will try to stop the Kansas City Chiefs from making a third straight trip to the Super Bowl. Here to break it down is Fox Sports Radio talk show host Andy Furman. He lives right outside of Cincinnati. Andy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I tell you what, the town is going crazy. I never thought anything could galvanize a city as much as professional football. But I guess when you hadn't won a playoff game in 31 years, and last year this team was 4-11-1, and they're one win away from going to the Super Bowl, people are going ballistic.
Okay, first of all, let's play a little sound from the game last weekend.
Harris, the snapper. Huber will hold it. 52-yarder. Sweeps the leg. He's got it! Cincinnati wins! They are going to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1988.
It's amazing.
Andy, not since 1988. Tell me the mood in Cincinnati this week.
Everything is orange and black. Everything is Who Day. The newscasters on the TV stations in Cincinnati are all wearing Bengals garb. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's kind of fun to see that. They're not wearing the shirt and ties, and the women are wearing Bengals sweatshirts. The three network stations and obviously the Fox affiliate, they're in Kansas City right now and basically doing a great job for the Chamber of Commerce in Kansas City. Not talking much football, but there's a lot of people in Cincinnati making the trek to Kansas City, and I just placed a phone call for the airline to how much it would cost for a ticket to go from Cincinnati to Kansas City. Well, if I wanted to go next week, it's $150. If I want to go today, it starts at $440.
All right, translate for the rest of us. Who day?
It's who they think going to beat them Bengals. I think it's an offshoot of the New Orleans Saints years ago. It was who dat. And now it's who day, D-E-Y. And there's a city in northern Kentucky called Dayton, Kentucky, and it's who day, D-E-Y, and they're spelling Dayton, Kentucky today, D-E-Y-T-O-N. The mayor of Dayton, Kentucky proclaimed it who Dayton day, who day.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this team for those who might not have watched enough of the Bengals or ignored them at their peril. They're going in to play the Chiefs this weekend. I mean, who are the stars, the key persons to watch? I imagine it starts with the QB, Joe Burrow.
It starts with Joe Burrow. Everything starts and ends with Joe Burrow. I mean, if they keep Joe Burrow upright, they're going to win this ball game. They really are. They beat the Chiefs back in Week 15 in Cincinnati, 34-31. But here's the key. And people say, who's going to be the team that's going to win this game? Who's going to move on? It's quite simple. It really is. And I'll tell you why it's simple. The team that has the ball last will win this ball game.
Both of these teams can score like crazy.
Yeah,
right?
They can. That's why the one who has it last will probably win this game. The similarity between Cincinnati's divisional round win and their win against Kansas City back in week 16, I think it was, or 17, they were the last team to touch the football. The game is going to be a shootout between Burrow and obviously Patrick Mahomes. And if the game ends in a touchdown or a kick from Evan McPherson, the field goal kicker, it doesn't matter. Whoever has the ball last will probably win this ball game, because I think it's going to be a shootout, and the one who has it last will win this ball game.
So how to stop Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City? He pulled out another miracle, as we know, last weekend, and Kansas City has this huge home field advantage at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, that's a great question. It really is. I think that, number one, it's very difficult to stop him because no one stops Patrick Mahomes. I think one of the keys has to be, really, is keep him off the field. That's the key. So how do you keep him off the field? The Bengals have to have a good running game. You want to keep Patrick Mahomes off the ball field, and that's the key right there. Other than that, it's very difficult to stop him. As I say, no one stops Patrick Mahomes. He's an amazing man. He's a magician with the football.
Yeah. Okay, one other game this weekend, of course, on the NFC side, the Los Angeles Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. What are you watching for in that game, and do you have a pick?
Well, obviously, the 49ers have the Rams' numbers. They beat them the last six times they played. It's an amazing situation. The 49ers are built to run the football. They're built to maintain possession and to wreak havoc up front with their defense. I really like them, but I think it's about time the Rams come to play. There's a lot more at stake for the Rams. They mortgaged the future for this year. They got Von Miller. They got their quarterback, Matthew Stafford, who basically has led the league in interceptions. But I think the Rams win this game. Stafford's playing well. As long as the defense can slow down the ground game, quarterback quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will not beat L.A. The Rams are going to win this game. Write it down, 24-20 in a nail biter.
And coming back to the Cincinnati-Kansas City game, what's the score there going to be?
Sorry to say this, I just think that Cincinnati playing in Kansas City is a downer. Jamar Chase of the Bengals wrecked the Chiefs in that December game.
The wide receiver for the Bengals.
The rookie of the year. He caught 11 passes for 266 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's not going to happen again. It won't. I think the Chiefs win this one in a close one in a shootout. The Chiefs 35, the Bengals 28.
Andy Furman, Fox Sports Radio talk show host in Cincinnati. He's talking to us from just outside Cincinnati. Andy, enjoy the weekend. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. It's a pleasure. Thanks.